Okay, welcome to the second part of the Ramban Parsha Shlach. I wanted to pick up where we left off yesterday, namely the first Ramban in Parsha Shlach. The Ramban is trying to reconcile the account of the Meraglim as told in Parsha Shlach, where basically it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, send forth these people to explore Eretz Yisrael, versus the way the story is told in Parshas Devarim, where the people there come to Moshe Rabbeinu and suggest the idea of sending out the Meraglim. So, first of all, the Ramban had spoken a lot about why it wasn't a sin for Moshe Rabbeinu to agree to send out the Meraglim. His purpose was sending them not to judge whether or not to enter Eretz Yisrael. It was a given that they would enter Eretz Yisrael. However, Moshe Rabbeinu's intent was to figure out, from a strategic point of view, what was the best way to enter Eretz Yisrael. And secondarily, he also thought that it would be good public relations, good PR, for the Meraglim to come back with reports of how wonderful Eretz Yisrael was, with the actual luscious fruit of Eretz Yisrael, and thus be able to stir up the enthusiasm of the people even to an even greater extent that they wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban had then gone on to say that it would seem, as opposed to the way Rashi presents it from a Medrash, that originally the people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and requested that he send forth Meraglim. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought it was a good idea. Why shouldn't it be a good idea? After all, it was what Klal Yisrael always did. After that, whenever they would seek out to conquer a new area, Moshe Rabbeinu himself does it later on when the Jews seek to conquer the area of Sichon. Yoshua does it when the Jews go into Eretz Yisrael. They want to seek to conquer out Yericho. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't even give it a second thought. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in this week's Parsha, in Shlach, is that once Moshe Rabbeinu has decided to send out Meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says, send out 12 Meraglim, because this way, whatever happens, it will be the collective responsibility of Klal Yisrael. No one will say, had my Shevet been involved, things would have turned out differently. This way, all of the Shvatim are involved, and whatever happens is going to be shared equally by the people of Klal Yisrael. So that's where we left off yesterday, and we will pick up, just trying to find the place, one second. Banira Eli Lefi Pshat HaKosuv. Right, so the Ramban, a little bit more than halfway through the Ramban, suggests as well that the commandment from the Ribbono Shel Olam in Parsha Shlach is to some extent independent of Moshe Rabbeinu's decision in Parshas Devarim to send out the Meraglim. Vanira Eli Vli Pshat HaKosov, it would appear to me on a simple reading of the Psukim, Ki lo yizkir Hashem l'Moshe she'ilosam she'shalu l'shloach ha'Meraglim v'lo haskamas Moshe imoyim. Here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't mention the fact that the people had asked to send the Meraglim. He doesn't mention the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had agreed to the people's request. Sheilu haya kein haya kosev mesaper bekan vayikruvu bnei Yisrael al Moshe vayomru nishlecha anoshim lefaneinu vayitav adover beinei Moshe v'achar kach haya kosev vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimar shlach lecha anoshim kasher dibru eilecha ish echad v'chulei. Had the story been the way Rashi presents it, the Medrash presents it, that first the people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, let's send forth Meraglim, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, that's a good idea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then came to Moshe Rabbeinu and agreed to what Moshe Rabbeinu had agreed to on his own. In other words, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been consulted by Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, good idea. Had all of that been the case, so then all of those details would have been conveyed in Parsha Shlach. And indeed, when Parsha Shlach would have relayed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, it would have referenced the fact that Klal Yisrael had requested the sending forth of the Meraglim. Instead of just saying, Shlach Lecho Anoshim, send forth people, it would have said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kash Shlach Lecha Anashim, Kasher Dibru Eilecha, send forth people as you were asked, as the people spoke to you about. So rather, it's a different story, says the Rambam. Aval Hoya Inyan Kach, this is the way things went. Sheshalu Yisrael HaShlichus, Klal Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu to send out the Meraglim, Vayitav Adover Be'enei Moshe, and Moshe approved of it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, not in response to this request that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu came independently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made almost as if he was not aware of the conversation between the people and Moshe Rabbeinu. Sort of out of the blue, he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, you know, you should send forth people. V'zeh tam, V'yisuru es eretz kenan asher anino sein livnei Yisrael, ki hu medaber b'inyin chodosh lo supar bo klal. Kodesh Baruch Hu just starts describing something as if there had been no prehistory, as if the people had made no request of Moshe Rabbeinu whatsoever. So why would Hashem do that? V'hoya kol zeh ki Hashem chafes l'man tzidko. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to steer the Jewish people in a proper direction. He wanted to make sure that the Jewish people would do the right thing. Namely, Shetiyah Shlichus b'mitzvaso, v'shetiyah b'chol shivteim uvigdoleim l'man yinotzlu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took something that was a grassroots request of the people, and he transformed it into a mitzvah. And he made it something that would be a mitzvah that would involve not just anyone, but the Gedolim, the great people of Klal Yisrael. It would involve, as we said before, all of the Shvatim. And this way, the mission would have a greater degree of success. So, if you recall, we spoke about something similar last week, 2 weeks ago actually, in Parshas Naso, when the Ramban there says that when the Nesiim came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they wanted to bring Karbonos to dedicate the Mizbeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took their grassroots effort and transformed it into a mitzvah. So the Ramban over here seems to be saying something very similar to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain derech in dealing with people's religious inclinations, such that if a person has a positive inclination, a person has something which could potentially be a very, very positive religious leaning, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that religious leaning and he seeks to turn it into a mitzvah. So too over here. The people came, they wanted to have Meraglim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, let me take this idea of Meraglim and I'll command it. It will come from me, it will come from top down as opposed to bottom up. And that way, says Hashem, I can control it and shape this desire that the people have to make it into something which has a greater potential of being successful. And he goes on to say as follows. V'kein yira'ot sheim shalu mimosha nishlecho anashim lefanenu v'yachberu lanu es ha'aretz v'hu chipus bedrochim uv'inin ha'kibush v'zetam lefanenu she'elchu heim achareim al darkom k'loshon v'aron bris Hashem nosei alifneim aval Hashem tzivo v'yosuru es eretz kenan v'ketam b'reiro k'boim liknos davar Miloshon levad me'anshe hatarim v'asochrim v'chein el ha'aretz asher tarti lohem v'chein losur lohem menucha. The Ramban points out that when the people come to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Dvarim, the verb that they use to explore the land is v'yachperu lanu es ha'aretz. So v'yachperu means that they should search, says the Ramban. The people should go and they should search the best way for us to come in. In contrast, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Shlach, he uses the phrase V'yosuru es eretz kena'an. What's V'yosuru es eretz kena'an? So says the Ramban, it means to examine Eretz Yisrael. V'yosuru es eretz kena'an, kind of like Torim v'socharim refer to businessmen, to merchants. When a merchant wants to examine merchandise, he looks at it over and over to get a good sense of what it is that he's buying. So too, the Meraglim are not simply exploring Eretz Yisrael. They're not simply searching out Eretz Yisrael. They're examining Eretz Yisrael. They're looking at Eretz Yisrael, and they're contemplating the incredible quality of the land which they are about to receive. Everything about this mission was meant, as the Ramban said before, to instill a sense of simcha in the people. They should know that Eretz Yisrael is the most desirable of all the lands. And they should be very enthusiastic when they go into it. So that's the Ramban's understanding, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take this desire that the people had and change it and transform it and to make it into something which had a greater degree of possibility of success, to shift the mission slightly. The mission shouldn't be simply just to explore Eretz Yisrael, but to examine the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, Yosuru es Eretz Kanaan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire was that the mission would be successful. Unfortunately, of course, as we know, the mission was not successful and led to terrible results. That's all based on Pshat. But says the Ramban, V'aldas Rabbeinu Seinu, according to Chazal, Chatu be'omrom nishlucha anoshim lefoneinu. When Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, let us send forth people, as they did in Parshas Devarim, that was a sin. The people shouldn't have to send out spies. You're sending out spies to examine the best way strategically to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why do you have to do that? The Anon, the cloud of glory, and the Aron are going to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. You have nothing to worry about, you have nothing even to prepare for. Now, this perspective, which the Ramban attributes to Chazal, meaning the Medrash which Rashi quotes, the Ramban understands as being different than the Pshat. The Pshat is that when the people ask for spies to go into Eretz Yisrael, to examine it, that's a normal thing to do. That's the Derech HaTeva. That's the natural thing to do. They're, as the Ramban said before, you're not so supposed to be so mechal anes. You're not supposed to simply rely upon miracles. You're supposed to do the normal ishtadlus in checking out the land and seeing the best ways to invade it and the best ways to conquer it. But the Medrash which Rashi quotes, says the Ramban, is assuming not like that. The Medrash that Rashi quotes assumes that the best thing for Klal Yisrael to have done would be, in this particular case, just to put their trust blindly in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Anon, the cloud, is going to lead them into Eretz Yisrael, and they don't need to know anything more than that. Presumably, the Ramban would say that it's the reliance on the Anon, on the cloud, which makes this unique. Ordinarily, we're supposed to do Ishtadlus. Ordinarily, we're supposed to not rely on Nisim. After all, again, we see that Yoshua sent Miraglim into Yericho to spy it out as well. Ah, but that was after the Anon was no longer leading Klal Yisrael. So this was a very unique time in history when the cloud of glory was leading Klal Yisrael. And in that particular unique circumstance, it was inappropriate for them to ask for Miraglim. Aye, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu agree? Well, Moshe kibel mehem l'malos ta'avosam. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to this understanding, only agrees begrudgingly to send out the Miraglim. He figured that there was no way to refuse the people, so at the very least, he would just try to make the best out of a bad situation. And the Ramban compares it to the back and forth between Shmuel HaNavi and the Ribbono Shel Olam when Klal Yisrael asked for a king. Whatever the story is, Klal Yisrael asked for a king inappropriately. Shmuel HaNavi is upset. He goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, listen to the people, right? In other words, you know, it's inappropriate to reject their request entirely, even though the request is not really a proper request. Here too as well, Moshe Rabbeinu understands that the request of the people is not really proper, according to Chazal, but nonetheless, he wants to give in to the request to some extent, rather than reject them entirely. It's an interesting thing to note, says the Ramban, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not designate the people who are going to be the Meraglim. In contrast, when it comes to the Nesiim who are set over each of the Shvatim, there they are described as Ha'anashim Asher Nikvu B'Shemos, the people who are designated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the people later on in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, when certain important people are chosen in order to oversee the process of dividing up Eretz Yisrael, there too HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks the people by name, not so the Meraglim. Why is that? So says the Ramban, Ki Mitzvah Hashem Lo Savabo Takala Lo Oseha. Any mitzvah which emerges from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly could never bring about a stumbling block or something evil for those who carry it out. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, the person who's performing a mitzvah is never going to know something evil. So therefore, it's impossible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have picked the Meraglim, because had HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked the Meraglim, they never would have ended up coming to the point where they came to. So how is it that they came to that point? Because this was not a mission that was conceived of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was not even a mission which was agreed upon, really, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was only agreed to begrudgingly. And therefore, the Meraglim were picked by the people, picked by Moshe Rabbeinu, picked by, you know, not picked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had they been picked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it would have been impossible for any takala, for anything unseemly to have come about through that decision to pick these people. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow night we'll continue in Pirkei Avos. We'll say two kapitlach Tehillim, and then we'll daven for the Cholim, Kapitel Tzari Aleph 91. Yoshev b'sei ser elyon, b'tzel shaddai yislonon, omer ladonoi machsi sudosi, Elohai yeftach bo, ki hu yatzi lecho mipach yokush midever havos. Bevroso yosech loch v'sachas kinofov techse tzino v'sochei ro amito. Lo siro mipach adloilo mecheitz yo'uf yomom. Midever bofel yahaloch, miketev yoshut soroyim. Yipol mitzidcha elef urvava miminecha, eilecha lo yigosh. Rak beinecha sabir, bishilmas vishoim tire. Ki ato Adonai machsi, el yon samta melnecha. Lo sun elecha ra'a, v'nega lo yikrav yolecha. Ki malachav yitzav eloch, lishmarcha v'chol durachecha. Al kapayim yisonecha, hen tigof bo even raglecha. Al shachav vofes en tidroch, tirmos kefir v'sanin. Kivi choshak v'yafalateyu, asagveyu ki odashimi. Yikro eini v'neyu, imon ochi v'tzoro, achalitzeyu v'yachavideyu, orech yomi masbiyeyu, v'yareyu v'shuosi. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha'malos mimamakim kirosicho Adonai Adonai shimo v'koli tiyan ozecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai im avonos tishmar yo Adonai miyamod ki emecho asalicho l'man tivorei Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi Milidvaro Ocholti Nafshi Ladonai Mishomerim Laboker Shomerim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Yachesed V'Abraham Ofidus V'ho Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav Yishabirach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchok V'Yakom Moshe V'Yaron Dovni Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yirapi Yisacholim. Bavu Shavli Nedonog, Lunstok, Bavu, Miskarza, Kodish Baruchu, Yimale Rachmi Malayam, Lachli Malaposam, Lachzikolach Yosam, Shlachlo Eme Rafuash, Lemamashomayim, Holivari Emlokogi Demaso, Sharkola Yisrael, Rufuasa Nefesh, Rufuasa Guf, Ashtabagalovisman Koriven Omer, Omein. Okay, wishing everybody a wonderful evening. We'll speak to everyone tomorrow night.